Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. It's going to be a short episode. I'm not going to go over some of my purchases because I haven't gotten them yet. but I did win three more Comic Link auctions. I didn't expect to. Yeah, I put in five bids, mostly concentrating on some Fantastic Four and was one other Marvel and a couple of old Batmans, and they were Joker covers. And I ended up winning some Batmans. I'm not going to tell you which issues yet until I get them. But I put in, I like go to, this is my strategy. I go to my database, I find out what the price is at that grade, and then I go lower than that. So it's a conservative database. It's not high. It's lower than Overstreet. And I was able to win some. So I would encourage people to bid on Comic Link because you might get some good deals just because people are slacking. Matter of fact, the reason I was drawn there again is I saw that was auction ending. It was a bunch of X-Men. I was too late. But some of them were like really good issues that I didn't have, and they were like $10 when they're really like $80 to $100 issues. I didn't get there in time, but that's the kind of deal you could find. It's a very different feel than eBay, to tell you the truth. Except you always have to have $20 for shipping, and they do pack well, like I was talked in the last episode. And then there's a 3% fee for some sales fee. So every time you're bidding, and you know what your total is, always factor in those values. You can combine shipping. So if you win three books, it's $20. If you win one book, I think it's $20. So regardless, it's better to win more and get a package that's a little more beefy. But I was listening to I'll start with some things. Lately, Comixology has been putting out these weird sales, and I don't get notification. I don't know how Nick does. I'm gonna have to ask him. But the week of that new trades are launched, Comixology's been putting them for 99 cents. So like, if there's a new Marvel Masterworks that's just coming out this week, and they release it under this like weird site, and it's 99 cents. And that I was listening to the Cowabunga Cowcast or whatever that it's a bunch of retailers in a home on Walk, Wisconsin. I can't even pronounce it. But they're trying to develop a business. They're moving into a new store. It's like way bigger than what they have now. They've had like mini cons over there. They're developing a strategy to compete with DCBS, and they've drawn some big people, like big buyers over there, like John Mayo from the Co Weekly Comic Spotlight. He's over there. You got Drew and the Comics for Fun and Profit. They left DCBS. There's several others that did that. And I think a lot of it had to do with people being unhappy with the move because they were missing. But when they actually move locations, their quality of service went down for a couple months. It went down for me too, but they were able to satisfy everything I need. I'd get the books that were missing in the next order. Or, I was satisfied with the customer service, and maybe they treat me better because I gotta be in the top 10 buyers of DCBS, if not the number one, because there's so many. But it's good to know that this Cowabunga, spelled with a K, store is offering up discounts that are competitive with DCBS, and they're starting their own mail order service. They don't have like a website now, but you can go to like orders at Cowabunga or something like that. And they're on Facebook as well, and then put in your orders. And they've been competitive, especially with variants, but I don't give a shit with variants and I don't really care. But if you're into speculation, maybe you get a better deal by going to them. I'm glad there's just competition because if something ever happens where DCBS lets me down or something goes bad, I have some other place to go. So I hope they're successful. But they do a podcast about retailing, and they went to the retailer summit that's at C2E2 this week. And at the retailer summit, they said it was a long day. Like it was at the from the very beginning to the very end. They mentioned like it was exhausting. They served beer and coffee. And they mentioned that a lot of people waited in line for these free grab bags because there were only 300 exclusive Boom Power Ranger covers or something like that. So it caused controversy between retailers because his image was speaking. Some retailers thought it was rude that some of the guys were lining up, but it's not their fault. I mean, I'd line up. If anything, it's the publisher for only making 300 copies when there's 700 retailers there, in my opinion. And they made the line there for a reason. So I don't see what everybody's complaining about, but it caused a bunch of problems with the retailers. But then they talked about stuff that was already talked about with DC. Not a lot of news there, other than DC Nation sold over 1 million copies, but it was like a quarter, so you'll never see that in previews as being number one because it's less than a buck. But it is a quite the accomplishment. So they're happy about that. They talked about all their different lines, the two new lines that they have, and black and the adult and kids lines. Nothing really new there, except that the formats for the adult books could be not standard comic size. They could be bigger. So it's up to the writer and artist how they want to present their graphic novels. So that should be interesting. We'll see if it works for DC. The really interesting one was the CB Sebalski one for Marvel, because they said that the enthusiasm was off the hook, you know, for Marvel. And I've been really excited for Marvel books, so I could see that CB Sebalski is providing a lot of excitement to the industry. But they had a Q&A that was interesting, and it has to do with that 99-cent sale on Comixology. Some guy said, "Let's talk about the elephant in the room, CB." And he's like, one of the retailers said, "A bunch of us don't want to buy your collected editions anymore because you're offering them for 99 cents on Comixology the day of release. So why should I, as a retailer, buy a Masterworks, you know, with they have about 12 issues, or they're out like from $60 to $75 these books are, and somebody could grab them for 99 cents that first week. They're like, what the hell?" Well, CB said that's not Marvel. This is what's interesting. I have no idea. That's not Marvel setting the price for these new releases. So Comixology will pay Marvel for these whatever cost they are to put it out there. And then I guess Comixology will lose money because they'll put these out there for the first week for 99 cents. They must see like some trend, you know? And they're like, well, maybe if they buy volume 3 for 99 cents, they're going to go buy 1 and 2, and then they'll recoup their costs and stuff. They must see something because he said it's like if we sold a book to a retailer, you know, for $75, it's less with the discount, so let's say it's half of that. So let's say they get it for $30. What the hell? And the retailer values 75. It's like if the retailer put that up for 99 cents. That's what the kind of like the analogy you put. So that's interesting. And he said, "Hey, I'm going to see about doing something like this because this isn't fair." So if you were purchasing on those 99 cent, and I've been doing it, especially with the Marvel Masterworks, you can't go wrong. 99 cents, even though most of the stuff is on Marvel Unlimited, some of it's not, and it's only a 99 cents, so you can have a whole volume of something. So I bought three of them this today actually. So I found that really interesting, and they said that Boom had a really good presentation at the Retailer Summit, and Eric Powell did for Albatross Comics too. He did some like knockoff of Silence of the Lambs with Buffalo Bill, and it's supposed to be on YouTube, so I'd like to see it. But I think that's all that I have for this episode. It's going to be quick because I have another set of books that I need to go through. So here we are. We're going to go through another week's of books. And I didn't total them, believe it or not. So bear with me. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six, 21. There's exactly 30. So this is for May 22nd through May 28th of 2017. And we have, starting at the bottom, 3 out of 5, we have Valiant High number one. I bought this digitally. It was like 99 cents, and it was high school shenanigans with the Valiant characters who can't use their powers in the school. So that's a 3 out of 5. Inhumans Special number one, Spider-Man and the Young Inhumans attacked by Island and Red Raven. We have What If number 14. What if Sergeant Fury fought World War II in outer space? So those were the 3 out of 5s. Now we jump into the 4 out of 5s. Well, let me give the totals. I said there were 30. There's one Valiant, one Titan, 9 Marvel, one Lionforge, one Image, 15 DC, one Black Box, and one Alternative Comics. So we're back into the 4 out of 5s. We have Catalyst Prime Free Comic Book Day number one. This was brilliant. But it's so weird because I haven't read anything beyond it. You know, you think, why the hell would you? I don't know. This is a woman and company try to prevent an asteroid from hitting the Earth. She lies about it. That she lied about it going to hit Earth, and it did grant people powers. But it was really interesting kickoff to this shared universe. They don't sell very well. I don't even know how they exist at the output that they do. I can't comprehend, but they must be doing something right, or selling well digitally, or through subscriptions, or something. Either that, or they have a rich backer that just doesn't care and wants a tax write-off. I don't know. So then we get into Our Fighting Forces with the Losers 251 through 253. The losers save a piano player that is being hunted down by the Nazis. They're on leave but end up in a huge fight in a town that create an imaginary weapon. This was a weird episode called the Big Macs, and they had to take down that. They sort of faked him out with an imaginary weapon to take down the Nazis. Supergirl Being Super number three. She deals with losing her best friend in an earthquake. Discovers her couch. It. Her what? Her coach. What the hell, a couch? I'll fix that. I can't even spell. Her couch. Her coach is a scientist who has captured another Kryptonian, and Kara helps him escape, and he is leaving her family to be with him. We have Daredevil. Volume 5, number 6 and 7. This one is Elektra confronts Matt and Daredevil because of what she believes is her missing child. Someone implanted a false memory in her, and I believe this is the Charles Soule one that we talked about in the previous episode, me continuing on with it. Let's go, Harley. We got like a weird sleet happening today. It's like ice rain. It's crazy. We have Joe Kubert Presents from DC 1 through 3. We have Angel and the Ape hired to stop a man from killing himself via assassination. A brother gets killed. Hawkman and Hawkwoman head to Earth as they are being considered a threat. And Nobody Likes Redeemer story. It takes place in the future as a chemist is brought to a gang lord to make a mind-altering drug. We have Nick Fury number 1 and 2. It's a tribute to Steranko and his pulp art adventures. Nick goes after Hydra to set up a casino. Nick takes down a huge gun in space. We have Daredevil, and it's like psychedelic art, but it really worked. Daredevil Volume 5, 8, and 9. Daredevil plays Texas Hold'em against the Triads and a telepath and wins. Then he and Spider-Man steal a case from them that has some Black Cat secrets. Gotta go get Harley. She's yelling at me. You could hear her. She's saying, "Open the door, it's cold out here." But the next one is Slasher number 1 from Alternative Comics. This is a Charles Forsman one that gave it a 4 out of 5. A meat department woman is getting harassed sexually at work. Her best friend is a boy who stabs himself and his mother. And oh, the boy is one of those kids that kind of cuts himself to make sure he's alive. That's her best friend, and he has a mother who always makes him look sick. So he's not sick. Like, she'll take him to the doctor, but doesn't feed him right and doesn't she almost like wants him sick to keep him in the household. And she has sex with some guy she doesn't like. That's the main woman in the meat department. And she has sex with a guy at her at like her dad at her dad's this is dad's funeral and starts cutting him up as they're having sex on the bed. So you can imagine how crazy that shit is. We get to the 5 out of 5s. We have GI Combat number 87, the first appearance of the haunted tank M6 tank, never used in World War II. We have Old Guard number 1, immortal mercenaries go to save children but find they were set up. A new female immortal appears in Afghanistan, so they're a bunch of immortal mercenaries. We have IT, the secret world of modern banking. This is brilliant. An IT engineer works at hard at his job, but works for a very corrupt bank. We have Hulk number 1. Jennifer deals, this is the She-Hulk when she took over the Hulk title. Jennifer deals with a character that is being evicted from her home, also has to deal with almost dying and losing her cousin, which is Bruce Banner. So it's the aftermath of Secret Wars where he dies, Hawk killed by Hawkeye. We have Monica Volume 2 from Titan Comics. This is a hardcover, actually. The death of her sister by a suicidal pact as her sister and cult take her best friend. Erica destroys the android, and there is like this weird android, which she it looks like she has a sexual partner there for a bit. And then we get into the top book, which is Injustice Gods Among Us, Year 3, 1 through 7. Magic users on the side of Batman. Features the death of Jason Blood and Harvey Bullock's killed by the Spectre. Batman confronts Spectre long enough so they can escape. Spectre notifies Superman of his magic users. Detective Chimp is injured. Constantine's a big player. Spectre kills Ragman as they try to set up Superman by capturing Raven. This is the death of Ragman. Deadman finds out Corrigan is not in the Spectre, so he's just acting with Superman, but he's not in the Spectre. We have the death of Deadman. Nightwing, who is dead, takes Boston Brand's place. So you remember Damien killed Dick, and now he's in Boston Band's place of Dead Man. Batman becomes the new Enegran and attacks the Hall of Justice, gives Superman a pill and puts him to sleep, and gives him an alternate reality if he did not kill Lois and Batman killed the Joker. So it's like the pill does that. They see his daughter grow up to be a fine woman. So that was Injustice, Gods Among Us, Year 3, the top book of the week for May 22nd through May 28th of 2017. Thank you for listening. Again, you can reach me on the Twitter machines at Mike Myers Brunch. You can send me email at mike@comicbooknoise.com. I'm on Facebook. If you go to the Geek Brunch podcast, click the like button there. You can follow all the episode threads there. You can go to the website at geekbrunchpodcast.com and leave comments on each episode thread. I think that about covers it. And I want to thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next week or maybe another time in the week. Bye.